Proclamation number 4659 of 5th of June, 1949. Radiance of God. Instruction from within. Gift of speech. You need constant instruction in order to change the state of ignorance, in which you start earthly life as a human being, into the state of knowledge. You need to be constantly instructed because you are not receptive to the extent that you could immediately tolerate brightest light. You need to be slowly introduced to the right knowledge so that your heart and intellect will grasp it and your soul will derive the right benefit from it. Therefore, teachers must be given to you who are qualified to guide you into truth. These teachers can be trained by me myself, but they can also indirectly receive everything they need to know if it is their firm will to enter my service and be active for me and my kingdom, for this will guarantee that they will be taught correctly and thus also be able to carry out their teaching activity in accordance with my will. For I want the truth to be spread. I want people to step out of the darkness of spirit into the bright light. I want them to learn to recognize who and what I am and what task they have to fulfill as my living creations on earth. Thus I am the right teacher who imparts the right knowledge to those who want to be active as teachers again. But you cannot hear me in any other way than through the Spirit. I certainly speak to you, yet my word does not sound to your ears from outside, but you have to hear it inwardly. And thus I am also at work where the instruction happens indirectly, thus through intermediaries. It is always my Spirit which first has to work in you in order to make what has been imparted to you effective, in order to make your intellect receptive and to awaken the feeling in your heart for the depth of truth. Where my Spirit is not at work, the deepest wisdom can be offered to you. It would leave you completely untouched and fall on your ears like empty words. My Spirit first enlivens the dead word. My Spirit is the strength which flows through every word so that it can have an effect on the human being and thus is also perceived as divine. My working of the Spirit is the sign of sympathy for you. For only when you open yourselves to me do I take a share in you by helping you to perfection through the working of my Spirit. Then you will be able to understand everything you receive directly or through intermediaries. You will be able to leave the state of ignorance into the most enlightened state. For then you will be in direct contact with me if I work in you through my Spirit. My Spirit is simply the emanation of myself. The gift which is not material, which cannot be seen or grasped but only felt, which is there for something effective but not visible, and which nevertheless proves me, thus it is a living testimony of myself. My Spirit is the emanation of my love. My love expresses itself in the form that it radiates a tiny spark of what it is itself into the human being's heart, who thereby can develop into a divine being and always progresses more and more towards perfection. But to be perfected means to being the brightest knowledge in the spiritual realm, to have overcome the state of lightlessness and to have become a being of light with my help, which can now dwell in my vicinity and, constantly permeated by my Spirit and my love, is exceedingly blissful for all eternity. Amen.